Okay, I only just realized that doing this audio is a very, very bad idea since it's 12:30 a.m. and I am about to do the March Challenge audio for mythical creatures folklore. And as I was searching the mythical creatures from the Philippines, I came across this article that had the most popular ones, but at the same time, they had scary pictures. So, yeah, I'm scared now. I'm recording in the dark. I'm staring at scary pictures. Pray for me as I do this audio. Okay. So basically, mythical creatures have always been a part of Philippine folklore for a long time. I mean, if you're fellow, you probably have heard of these stories either from your parents or your grandparents. I mean, personally, I have been told these stories all my life, even as a kid, which they used to scare me before I go to sleep. Yeah, my grandparents were savage like that. And soon after I list all of the creatures on my list, I will tell my own stories of my experiences with these mythical creatures. Okay, so I know it's not Halloween, but I'm scared because these pictures are scary as fuck. I might link them in the description. So if you want to see what I'm seeing right now, you better click them. Please don't be scared. Okay, so number 10 is the Multo, aka the Mumu. Or, as it's more popularly known as the ghost. So, let's be honest, it's like the go-to creature when it comes to something spooky. And by the way, all the creatures that I'm going to say are spooky as fuck. So, if you're not into that, stop right now. Because now I'm scared. Okay, so a multo is basically just the fellow version of a ghost. It represents almost everything supernatural, ranging from the ghosts from our loved ones to poltergeists to extremely malevolent specters out to rip your soul from your body. So, when I was a kid, my mom would always scare me, like, the multo is going to get you. And of course, I would be scared. So, yeah. And when if you're trying to scare a kid into not going into a place he's not supposed to be, you would just say, "There is a multo there, so don't go there." And I actually believe that because when we went to this old house of ours, it was my aunt's house. I went into this side room, which I don't know if they've abandoned it or you just don't use it. And then I wasn't supposed to go in there, but I did because I'm a rebel. And that house is very, very, very old. I don't know how old, but I know it's very old. And when I went in there, all the furniture were covered in white sheets. Like when the house is abandoned or whatever, or when it hasn't been used in a long time. And I remember seeing this sort of figure on the doorway, and I didn't understand that as a kid, but I think that was a multo because, I mean, I saw it like it had eyes, but there wasn't supposed to be any people in there. So yeah, that's my experience with a multo. And when I was a kid, my mom told me that I was always talking randomly in this specific place. I think it was the stairs at our old house, and I would talk to someone invisible and play with someone invisible. And my parents got scared, so they had the house blessed by a priest so the multo can be vanished. And later on, they found out that it was actually like the ghost of a kid who used to live at our old house, and he was like killed in a car accident, I think. So, yeah. Okay. Number 9 is the Capre. A capre is like a giant, like think Hagrid sort of giant, and it's often depicted as a large, burly, and hairy creature with glowing red eyes, and it loves lounging on trees and enjoying his cigar that never burns out. Our elders used to tell us that whenever you see a tree and you see something glowing and smoking, there's a capre there, so you better walk fast. And it depends on your age, because the capre is often used exclusively to scare kids who enjoy staying out late. So if you stay out late, watch out for the capre. He's out to get you. And number eight is the Nuno. These creatures are like basically dwarves, I think, or elves, I don't know. And it's like they're at any place that would be like a mound or a forested area or a particularly mean-looking patch of grass. So when you pass by a mound or an ant hill or any of those things that I just said, you better say tabi tabi po, or excuse me in English, so they know that you're passing by and you don't accidentally step on them. Because if you accidentally step on them, you're in some serious shit, because they will inflict mysterious illnesses on you, from mild fevers to full-blown, even Gregory House can diagnose them, diseases to those who offend them, or in the worst case, death. So don't risk it. Just say tabi tabi po or excuse me when you're in a particularly moundy place or some or a shady place. Just don't offend Nunos, okay? And number seven is the tikbalang. It's basically like, no, it's not a centaur. It's the head and limbs of a horse, and then the body of a man. So it's more accurate to call it a one-third man and a two-third horse hybrid, instead of like a centaur, which is half and half horse and man. And the tikbalang enjoys getting people lost, giving them hallucinations, and from time to time, driving them totally insane. I haven't encountered a person who has encountered a tikbalang before, so I don't have any story for this. And oh my god, the next picture is scary. Nope. Oh my god. I can't deal with this. Why did I do this in the middle of the night? Okay, number six is the Tschanak, or demon babies from hell, which are creatures that use the cuteness of a normal human baby to lure people so it can then reveal its true demon baby form. Aren't all babies demons? I'm just kidding. Before devouring those unfortunate enough to fall for its trick. So they're basically just a bunch of sneaky bastards. So to protect yourself from the Tschanak, simply avoid cute babies lying in places you didn't expect them to be. Or just don't touch any babies that aren't yours. And next is the Tik-Tik, or the Aswang, which is basically the mean version of a ghost. And they have the same dietary preferences as the Manananggal, which I will get to later. The Tik-Tik or Wak-Wak are bird-like creatures of death that prowl in the night in search for food. Their diet consists mainly of fetuses, okay? Because that's probably the human equivalent of something that they really like, and they're really finicky eaters. But some say they prey on full-grown human beings, which they scoop up with their powerful legs. Romantic. To tell the Manananggal from the Tik-Tik apart, they got their names from the sounds that they make while they approach their victims. So, the Tik-Tik or Wak-Wak are also called Ek-Ek. I am so sorry for these Filipino names. We like to repeat our words. So, whenever you hear that sound, run, because that's basically a tick-tick near you. and you're gonna die. Okay, so I mentioned a manananggal before. So number 4 on my list is the manananggal. So it's, in my opinion, it's like the most famous mythical creature in the Philippines, because I've always heard about the manananggal growing up. Like, if I don't sleep now, the manananggal will probably get me. Okay, so the manananggal is the famous variation of the aswang, that the term can almost be used interchangeably. Half pair of normal lady legs and half winged flying nightmare fodder, the manananggal is possibly one of the scariest monsters in our culture, as it actively hunts for food and looks fearsome. It has a taste for the hearts of the unborn, but it has been portrayed to hunt and feed on adults. I have a different version of the manananggal, because my mom told me that the manananggal actually comes at midnight and then has this long slippery tongue that she uses it to pierce the part of your body that has your liver, and she sips your liver out or takes your baby. And it's assumed that if you find the other half of the manananggal, because manananggals are split in half, so in the daylight they look like normal ladies, but when it comes to the evening, or when it's like midnight, they split in half, leaving their lower body hidden, and then they fly around like bat ladies or something. And then they if you find the other half of the manananggal, which is like the leg half, you can actually kill it. Okay, number 3 is the sigbin, and I haven't heard of the sigbin, so this is new for me too. Okay, so the sigbin is the version of the chupacabra, only weirder and without the taste for goat's blood. It is often described as a stinky animal-like creature that walks backwards with its head lowered between its hind legs. Its special skills, it can suck your blood through your shadow and make itself invisible. So, dangerous. And number 2 is the batbat, or the batibat, which is a creature that usually attacks people who sleep near the post of the house made from the tree that used to be her home. Well, good thing, because I sleep next to the post of the house, but it's concrete, so I don't have to worry about that. Okay, so she is often depicted as a fat old hag, and her preferred way of dispatching her victims is by sitting on their chest while they sleep. So it's basically when you have a nightmare and you can't sleep, Wow. Wow, good work, Kylo. You have a nightmare and then you can't sleep. Okay, it's basically when you have a nightmare and then you feel like you can't breathe. So, like, that's the Filipino explanation for that. You have a batibat sitting on you. I actually had, like, a similar feeling the other day when I was having a nightmare. It was about this game that I was reading on the Ghost in Your Machine website, and it's like a game called The Midnight Man. If you haven't read that, I will link it again in the description if you're interested. And I basically dreamt about that, and I was having trouble breathing. And so yeah, maybe that was a batibat. And holy fuck, the next picture is scary, just loaded. Okay, number 1 is the mangkukulam, which is basically a witch, and it's a being that uses and abuses his or her power to take advantage of people. And they may not have fangs nor claws, but they are more than capable of doing harm. Just goes to show that while ghosts, ghouls, and monsters are scary, people with power are even scarier. And you know, that's true. I mean, Donald Trump, for example, you know what I mean. Okay, so that's basically my list. Hopefully you're still listening at this point, even though I am like the shittiest storyteller ever. But if you want me to do a part 2 version of the mythical creatures, just say so and I will try to do it, because there are plenty of mythical creatures in the Philippines, and it's kind of amazing how a lot of people still remember them, even though it's been like the Philippines has been changing a lot. And I guess it's still living because people still talk about it, and there are still elders that tell stories about it. Because I don't know, yeah, the Philippines is a developing country and it's being more and more modern each day, and I feel like people are starting to forget our folklore. And yeah, so this is my entry for the March challenge, and I hope that you enjoyed these mystical creatures and me freaking out as I see their as I see their pictures, scary pictures. Dear God. And hopefully I can sleep, which is highly unlikely between you and me. And yeah, my voice is starting to go hoarse, so I will end it here. And good night.